Next, the Home Office has revealed just how many times tasers were used by police between 2009 and 2011. Figures for Cheshire Police show that the use of tasers more than quadrupled during the same period. And on Merseyside and Lancashire, their use trebled over 3 years. Nationally, their use more than doubled, but the stun guns were actually fired on only a minority of occasions. We can now speak to Ian Gould about this. He's a Liverpool solicitor. Very good afternoon to you.
Yeah, hi.
First of all, are you surprised by these figures?
No, not in some respects, because the fact is there's a greater number of tasers on the streets now and therefore are being used more often. So in some respects, they don't surprise me.
If they're used properly, though, surely these can be a handy thing to have for the police.
Yeah, if they're used properly. What the APRO guidelines say is that they should only be used where an officer is facing violence or threats of violence of such severity that an officer needs to use them. The danger is that we, with more officers on the street carrying these weapons, that they're going to be used more often and in less extreme circumstances. And certainly that's a situation that is borne out by the inquiries I'm receiving on a regular basis.
Has there been a lot of evidence in the past then that they are being used incorrectly? Can you, are there any examples or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, as I said to you, I mean, basically I'm facing a situation where I'm receiving inquiries where an individual has been tasered in circumstances where on any objective analysis it can be said that a taser should not have been used and yet was.
Is there much evidence for people being tasered for their own safety as much as it is other people?
There is some use of tasers in those circumstances, and again that's a concern because of course those individuals are vulnerable individuals, invariably suffering from mental disorders.
Are you saying then that in a lot of situations it'd be better to, engage in some kind of conversation rather than tasering an individual?
Yeah, a police officer knows that he's obliged to use a variety of methods to control the situation, be it negotiation, be it use of CS gas. But the fact of the matter is that, in my experience, more often than not, tasers are being used more as a weapon of restraint rather than as they should be used.
You have to be a special trained officer to use them, don't you?
You do, although that does cause me concern. An officer only has to have 18 hours a year training. And, the public's concern is such that I think that should be revised.
But you do accept that there are circumstances when they can be a very good thing for a police officer to have and also help with the safety of the general public at large as well.
Absolutely, I agree with that entirely. But the fact of the matter is that it should be used only in circumstances where the officer is facing a threat or real violence.
Is there any cases, that the ones that you can talk about, because obviously there are many that haven't concluded yet, where people, maybe it's brought on another health condition at all?
Yeah, I mean, certainly what you face is that you've got the prospect of 50,000 volts going through you and the possible consequences of that, be it cardio or whatever it might be. Of more concern, in my experience, is the secondary injuries. And what happens when you're tasered is that the body freezes and invariably you then fall forwards. You're not using your hands to break your fall because, of course, you're incapacitated. And then you fall and you invariably sustain quite nasty injuries, especially to the face.
Okay, well, thank you very much for coming in and speaking to me today. That's Ian Gould there, who's a Liverpool solicitor who's represented a number of clients who have been tasered. We've got some statements to read from the police service, responses from our local police forces on this. Lancashire Police haven't come back to us yet, but we've heard from Cheshire and Merseyside forces. Cheshire Police say, taser is only used by specialist trained officers when it's appropriate and safe to do so. On the occasions that taser is used, each incident is reviewed by an independent senior officer to ensure that its use was proportionate and necessary to the circumstances. And Merseyside Police say officers are highly trained and skilled to deal with any number of situations that they may face. The use of taser offers them a further tool in dealing with incidents where the safety of the public, the individual or officers themselves is under threat. So there's the statements we've had so far from the police forces. If Lancashire get back to us, we will of course let you know on the programme between now and 6 o'clock.